Welcome to the AFC North Narcissist Podcast. This is the third episode, and today we're going to be talking about our review of the NFL draft and each of our team's picks. My name is Dylan Springer, and I'm joined here by Jack Tedris and Jack/John Schwartz. I'm a Steelers fan, Tedris is a Browns fan, and Schwartz is a Bengals fan. So, let's get into it. Schwartz, what do you think about the Bengals draft picks?
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'd say overall, I was happy with it. I was kind of frustrated that they traded the, I believe it was the 38th pick for 46, and then we picked up a couple fourth-round picks. We had Tevin Jenkins sitting there right in our laps. I thought that was a key pick, kind of dropped to us. Definitely some first-round talent there, but I loved the Ja'Marr Chase pick. I know that was kind of controversial. If you look at any NFL analyst in the past few months, they said O-line or bust. But clearly there's a ton of talent in the later rounds in O-line. And to get another weapon for Burrow was, I think, very essential. They also address pass rush pretty well, along with D-tackle. They were kind of struggling in that position. Picked up Joseph Asai from Texas. A couple other guys, Cam Sample, Tyler Irvin on the D-line. So I overall thought it was pretty good. I'd give like an A-. I think that's a fair grade. I don't know, B-plus, A-minus range.
I'd say probably B-plus.
Yeah. That's 89.
Yeah, 89.
I don't round up either.
Solid 89, 3-4.
Yeah.
What did we think about the Steelers?
I don't know. They had a similar approach to the Bengals. Like, they were loading up on the offensive weapons first before they started going at, like, the guards and tackles. But, I don't know. Najee Harris, huge, huge pickup. He's going to be the stud for the team for the next few years at least. I mean, they got their running back. That's all they – that was, like – for me, I think there was, like, that was their number one need. Like, the line, like, of course, they need center and they need a guard, but I don't know. Doesn't help if, like, they're guarding for someone who can't even make it past the line because they're not explosive enough. So, I mean, getting that guy to make it past the line, who can make many moves past the line to get himself in the end zone, it's a huge gift for the Steelers. We even had a stud running back in years, so it's good to see someone next to Ben that's actually a stud for once.
So you think Najee Harris probably your favorite player drafted for the Steelers?
Oh, for sure. 100%. I mean, like, if I could give him a hug at this very moment, like, I'd give him a hug and a kiss.
And a kiss?
Probably.
Fair.
On the cheek, for sure.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you haven't had a good back really since Lev Bell, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely good. I mean, you guys went O-line second round, right?
No, they got Pat Freiermuth.
Pat Freiermuth, oh, that's right.
Yeah, in the second round, tight end. I don't know. I was a big fan of that. Like, I was shocked by the pick, but I'm honestly not. Like, I was kind of excited about it because, I mean, Eric Ebron definitely isn't, like.
He's rubbish.
Yeah, he's, like, very.
Mr. Butterfingers.
He's a very watered-down version of himself in his career. He's just out of his prime. Like, I don't know. Like, he's all right at blocking, but, I mean, he's got extreme butter hands. Like, not Deontay Johnson butter hands, but
close
enough that, I mean, I'm pretty excited about the pick because, I mean, he's a tank. He's got good hands coming from Penn State. Big fan of that, just staying in the state.
He'll be able to block, too, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Line him up on the line.
Yeah, he's a force.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, so overall, I'd probably give them a B-plus also. B-plus, A-minus.
I'd say that's about an accurate grade.
Yeah, fair.
But, you know, for the Browns, I'm just going to start off by saying A-plus. A-plus draft.
Wow.
A-plus draft for the Browns. Let me tell you why.
Let's hear it.
First pick, Greg Newsome.
I think that was the steal of the draft.
I think that was a pretty good pick. Were they 25?
Yeah, 25, 26, yeah.
Yeah, they're the 25th pick.
26th
pick. I'm a fraud. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, definitely the Browns, their secondary, pretty horrible. I think they're getting pretty much exposed in that area of the field basically every single game, and they had to make up for it on offense. So it'll be nice to see, hopefully, Greg Newsome and Denzel Ward line up together. And
that's a nice combo.
hopefully shutting down some people that were getting open last year. So first of all, great first pick. They also addressed the linebacker needs with their second pick. I mean, we'll see. I don't know how much of an impact. I kind of don't know how to say his last name. What is this? Jeremiah, like...
Oh, the dude from Penn State.
No, he's from Notre Dame.
Or Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's solid.
No, he's good, but nothing crazy. But, I don't know, I think getting Tommy Togiai there in their fourth pick was pretty much... They needed that. They lost Sheldon Richardson.
Good developmental player.
Yeah, for sure. So he's going to fill up that spot that the Browns lost in the offseason. A big defensive tackle. They needed that badly. So, I don't know. I think they did everything they needed. They filled all the spots they needed with some good players, and they were getting some good value out of all the players they drafted. So, A+.
All right, fair.
Fair.
Fair. Yeah. I don't know, dude. The Bengals just had that pick in their lap, and they completely busted it. I mean, getting
Jackson. Who did you want?
I wanted Tevin Jenkins, that lineman out of Oak State,
mm-hmm.
who's definitely a first-round talent, drops to our lap, fifth pick in the second round. We trade the pick back, pick up a few extra fourth-rounders, which I honestly think we needed for depth, but I don't know. I think the difference between Tevin Jenkins and Jackson Carman in the second round is pretty immense. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe it was a good play overall. We'll see. Never know, I guess, but...
I don't know. So, where would you say, like, the Bengals' receiving core sits right now?
In the league? Overall?
I just mean, like...
Let's say the AFC North. Who do you think has the best receiving core in the AFC North?
Gotta be Steelers.
I don't know, dude. I think if you just go off straight receivers, I'd say us, honestly.
So you guys got...
I mean, we got the best slot receiver in the league, Tyler Boyd. T. Higgins is really good.
He's still, TBD.
Still developing. Dude, he's really good, bro. He's actually really good.
I think he is, really, but yeah. I mean, he's had 1 year.
Yeah, this will be the year where he blasts off, and then Jamar Chase's talent is unparalleled, and I think he's really going to show that.
That's fair.
He's going to have immediate impact. When Zach Taylor said they were going to get a premier player who would start right away and make an immediate impact, this is the guy.
I'm just going to say...
It's debatable, though. I mean, Odell, Jarvis...
I'm just saying if Odell and Baker can figure out...
Jarvis is good, but they...
Yeah, I just don't even know where Odell sits at this point in his career.
If he can figure out, if him and Baker can figure things out, I don't know. It seems like Baker plays better without him, but there's also a lot of factors that aren't necessarily just Odell being out of the game that made Baker a better player. So,
yeah,
we'll see if they can figure that out. But, no, I don't think the Browns... I don't think they're really... They got a good receiving core, but... Definitely not up there with the Bengals and the Steelers.
I'd
say
they're all really good. I don't know if I could definitively say like one is way better than the other. Even with the Ravens too, Mark Andrews. They just got Rashad Bateman in the draft.
I think I don't know.
Sammy Watkins in the offseason. Hollywood Brown.
I think the even though the Ravens have a good receiving core, I think that they'd stand out as probably the, like, I think like most people would agree that they have the weakest receiving core.
I would
in the AFC North. They don't really need that
great. It's still good. Yeah, That's how crazy this division is.
They were still exposing the Browns last year without any huge players. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess. So after the draft, who do you think,
is the division leader?
Yeah, who do you think should be the most feared in the division?
Steelers offense is looking pretty fierce.
I don't know, dude.
I would say the Steelers offense
depending on Big Ben, if he can actually play this season, and if
the O-line can...
O-line can hold up, and if Deontay Johnson doesn't drop 38 fucking passes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be big. If the offensive line can hold up and Ben Roethlisberger can still actually be somewhat of what he used to be, then I would say that they would have a pretty they have the potential to have the best offense. And we'll see about Najee Harris, too. I mean, like I said, with the offensive line, you never know how he's going to play.
Oh, he's cranky.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I don't know if he's cranky. He's cranky on Alabama, but
yeah, man.
He's really good.
They can throw to him out of the backfield, though. They don't necessarily have to hand it off to him every single time. But
yeah, but, I mean, he's a running back.
I don't know. So. He even said in his post-draft interview that, like, he considers himself a part-time receiver and that, like, he, like is going to play a similar role to Le'Veon Bell.
Seriously, like Alvin Kamara?
I think that would be the best position for him, honestly. Yeah. Like, just Le'Veon Bell 2.0. He'll thrive, yeah. That's how you work around a bad O-line, honestly.
Yeah.
Just hiding schemes, formations and stuff.
Yeah.
Playing to the outside.
All right. One last thing. Let's all go by and do our, like, sitting right now going into, like, preseason and regular season. What do we think the rankings are going in?
Going in or?
Going into the season.
I mean, I don't know if we're going to come to a consensus on that
one. No, definitely not going to go. No, that's what I meant, like,
okay.
Each of us, like, come to, like, our okay. own consensus.
Okay. I mean, I think that, I don't know, I still think the Ravens are probably, I don't know, they're still, I mean.
They're going to continue to have their offensive struggles.
Yeah, I don't know, I think they're probably, after this offseason, I think the Bengals, even though they were horrible last year, I don't think they have Joe Burrow back, I think they can be, actually competitive in the AFC North and actually be a really good team. So I think they might even be better than the Ravens. So I'm putting the Bengals at number 3.
I'd say that's a fair assessment.
I'm putting the Bengals at number 3. Obviously, putting the Browns number 1. Steelers number 2. Ravens number 4. But obviously the Ravens aren't good. It's just the AFC North.
It's
an extremely competitive division.
Theoretically, I think every single team in the division can make a playoff spot.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
I mean, expansion of the playoffs, so it's like.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Shorts? What do you think? What's your ranking?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm being realistic, I would put us at 3 to 4, the Bengals. I mean, that is just the Browns keep getting better, and the Steelers' defense is still really good. Still got a good offense overall. Big Ben can at least
produce
a little bit. That's why I'm worried. Like, I just don't see the Steelers not at least making, like, somewhat above 500, and that's where it just gets difficult. And then the Ravens are still a really good team. I mean, I think the Bengals have improved considerably, but I mean, it's just going to depend on a lot of things. I don't know. I mean, realistically, I could see him making a low wild card spot if all things are clicking. We stay injury-free for the most part. But, I mean, for real, if all the cylinders are clicking for the Browns, I think I would put them at 1. I think they have the talent level.
Good call, Schwartz.
That's the last thing I wanted to say. But, I mean, if I'm being real, I probably wouldn't put the Bengals immediately at 1. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Like, we could just go ahead and score 30-plus points a game, like, slack on defense a little bit, maybe surprise some teams sometimes. But I don't know. I mean, I just think overall talent-wise, after this free agency period in the draft, I think the Browns have had probably one of the best, if not the best, off seasons in the NFL.
Me and Schwartz are in agreement. No complaints from me. So you're saying, so for you, I mean, you're putting the Browns at 1, but the Browns and the Steelers are interchangeable, 1 and 2. And then
that's what, I don't even know. Like, it's, and then I feel like the Browns are just better. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. The Bengals could go. I mean, that's the thing with this division. It's like, there's so many scenarios you could think of, because I feel like now the playing field is getting considerably, like, more leveled and every single team is getting better.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a big discrepancy. Like, I don't think there's going to be a big discrepancy from even 1 to 4 in the actual you know, like win-loss. Like, I think they're all going to be pretty comparable. Just depends on who's beating who in the division, really.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is a chance that the Bengals could show some of their same struggles. But I think even when Burrow immediately came in last season, the team was considerably better and should have won some games that we lost by really close, by 1, 2 to 3 points. And that could have easily gone the other way. So, I mean, I don't know. I see us going 500 at the very least, maybe copping a wild card spot.
What's your take, Dylan,
on this?
I mean, definitely biased, but I just think Steelers got in the bag.
Got in the bag.
I mean,
that
like,
easy?
I mean, like, in recent memory, they've just... I mean, like, even though they blundered, like, the last 5 games of the season, like, they still had an insane first 11 games of the season.
Yeah,
and, like,
true.
Yeah, that's like, fair. I mean, they did go 12-3 to start the season, right? First 15?
They went 11-0 and then 1-5.
Right.
Yeah. And then, or 1-4, wherever it is. But, I don't know, like... I just still think they have, like, all the main pieces that they need to, like, keep their team intact, and that they only added more weapons. And I just trust their organization a lot to, like, develop these kids, like not kids, but, like, these players that they've drafted over these next few months, get them, like, fully ready for the season, get them prepped on the playbook. I just got a lot of confidence in the organization and stuff. Like, they draft really well, so I'm just pretty confident in those picks because they filled all the needs they needed to get filled. So I'm just confident that they made the right picks and they'll be able to, like, raise them into the team these next few months. So I'm just confident with
that.
That's
a fair assessment.
So were you putting the Ravens?
Oh, last for sure.
Last. You're putting Ravens. I don't know. I was a bit Ravens, Bengals. I was kind of...
I think you never know. I think it could go either way.
I think the Ravens could even get...
But I still think the Bengals, even if they are fourth, would still have a pretty decent record.
Yeah.
Even Lamar said it himself last season, like, man, it's like people know... Like, what we're going to do before the play happens.
Yeah.
And it's because they're running the same goddamn plays every game.
Yeah.
Like, literally. there's just no change up in their offense.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
And sure, adding more pieces can help, but it's like, how much can it help if, like...
I know what you're doing. I mean, yeah, it's just they need to develop their playbook a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously trying to play to Lamar's strengths, but... I mean,
You can only run 5 plays for so long until teams start catching on.
Yeah, and until we see that they got more than that, it's just like, I would just think that with, like, the Bengals added talent, that, like, they'll have an edge over them this year. And
I think Joe Burrow can definitely be a much better quarterback than Lamar Jackson in the next couple of years.
I think so.
I think he'll definitely be MVP level at some point in his career.
Yeah,
I think so. From the small sample size of games we saw last year, I saw it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is a wrap for this episode of the AFC North Narcissus Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.